Ladies and gentlemen, I know things are bad right now about the Browns. I might have a little bit of good news. I don't know if it's going to be good news or you guys are going to just think I'm the janitor from Billy Madison. What do you think? Should I tell them all or should I not? You don't even know what I'm going to say, actually.
I don't know.
All right. Little birdie told me yesterday, and I got sent a video. Ladies and gentlemen, I will not say what high school, but I was sent a video from a local high school of one Shador Sanders working his ass off. Full uniform. Actually, I don't think he was wearing the pants. But he was in uniform, and he was throwing. Looked pretty good.
Uniform?
Working hard.
What was the uniform?
Well, he was wearing like the practice jersey and his whole deal and stuff like that. And he was
there were videos of him down in Texas before as well, and his
like to hear it.
I mean, camp hasn't even started, everybody, and he is in town, and speeding. I can't condone such a thing, but still.
Like grainy phone video, or does he have his production team?
Do you want to see the video?
Yeah.
I got the video right here. I'm not going to show it on the camera. Boom, there it is. Boom. What do you think of that? Some throwing.
I see a quarterback. I believe that's him.
You don't believe that's him?
No, I have no reason not to.
Wow.
That seems like it looks like Shador Sanders, right? He's got his helmet on.
I would assume that's Shador Sanders, buddy. Yeah. It's wearing a number 12 Sanders orange jersey.
I can tell you who that isn't.
Who is it?
That's not Dylan Gabriel.
It's not Dylan Gabriel. What's Dylan Gabriel doing? What high school is he working at?
Decisive feature that makes it different.
I'll tell you what he's not doing.
What Cracker Barrel is Joe Flacco at working out right now?
I'll tell you what Dylan Gabriel's not doing. Clearly not having his buddies film him working out.
This isn't from his buddy.
Who is it?
I'm not telling you who sent it to me.
Why do you care? What did the school do something bad by having him? Is this illegal contact?
It's not illegal. I just protect the idea. Actually, probably Shador Sanders would want this out there, wouldn't he? But I just protect the identity of those sending it to me. That's what journalism is. I've won awards for it now. Now I got to say
it. Were they not supposed to film it?
I don't know if they were or not. I don't know if they were or not, but I'm not saying.
They're clearly in view of Shador Sanders. So what's the problem?
I'm not releasing the video.
Ken, I think you have to release the video.
I don't have to release anything. You just saw the video. I just gave you guys the video to see. I'm not giving you the video to see. Like I just showed you guys.
This isn't an...
That's a Ken Carmen classic.
Over here, Owen, and look at it.
It's not an illegal video, is it? Or an illegal workout?
It's not.
This is all under the NFL Players Association. He could be doing this, right?
I mean, you can do anything you... I'm sorry. I'm sure he's allowed to do this no matter what.
Okay. Show the people what they want to see. Oh, boy.
Let me text
the person.
Amongst Browns fans.
Yeah, we got a running back that can't work out right now.
To soften... some of the things that have happened over the last...
Yes, I think this would bring joy to the fans of Northeast Ohio because they got another draft pick that can't work out.
Just talk amongst yourselves right now while I text this.
I think fans love seeing the, quote, potential future quarterback of the Cleveland Browns out there grinding, right?
All right, I'm going to ask for permission.
Not partying, not in Cabo.
Wait, are you asking Shador for permission? Or the person that took the video.
I think fans would love just to be able to see that at all.
You got to put it out there.
It would bring some Cleveland Browns joy in what already has taken a turn for the worse.
A little light.
I got another football video to show you later of my son. Looks like hell. So if I get permission, I will show the video.
Ooh.
I'm going to ask permission first.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then
right there.
I will show the video. Does it make you feel any better that he's working out?
I think so.
I was always taught it was easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Not in this case. Nah, not in that case.
It's a low bar, right? You would expect or you hope that all your draft picks are working on something that helps them with football.
I am very careful
on this. I know my rights. I'm not working right now. I would hope that they're at least in.
I don't think anybody would say anything like that.
Well, either way.
This is real dedication here.
Dedication to what?
You know, when I'm driving around, people don't know this. When I have the kids in the car, when I drive around in the car and I've got the kids, I will act, and Ken knows this because he does the same thing.
Mm.
I will act like the Cleveland Browns are heading to the AFC Championship game, and I will do a whole soliloquy in the car, and then I'll go, Izzy, was that good? Was that good? Did I make it sound like a big event? Did I set the tone? And she go, yeah, yeah, that's good. And then she'll move on and ask for Tate McRae or some other recording artist.
Who's Tate McRae?
She wants to hear Lizzo. She likes to hear Lizzo.
Oh, yeah, that's the one you told me to look up on the internet one time. Okay. So I just feel that, hey, there is some good news out there. Sure, Sanders is working, folks. He's working hard.
Yeah.
Before camp even starts. What, Owen?
I don't know how you sit here and go, guys, just trust me. Just believe me. There's good news out there. He's working. And then not share it with the masses.
I think Ken likes that he feels like he's in the secret club.
Oh.
I just wanted to bring a little.
He likes that he has that over people.
I just wanted to bring people a little bit of good news before we embark on all this, especially with what's transpired over the weekend. I think we're as down in the mouth as we've been during this offseason. There's been a lot of wins. This is a big offseason loss. And then all of a sudden, I got this.
Now, I will say, do some of the other draft picks, when this stuff gets out, are the other draft picks like, you know, I'm working out too. Do I have to show? Do I have to show that I'm working out?
They can send me all the workout videos that they want. Hopefully, it isn't like that Conor McGregor one that was going around the internet yesterday. But other than
that,
send me all the workout videos you want. If Wyatt Teller's out there, wants to send me a video of working out, you go right on ahead. Dewan Jones, you want to send me a picture of you benching, you go right on ahead. Video of you benching, you go right on ahead. I'm not going to necessarily share it without the express written consent of those who took the video. Thank you very much. Is Coby Altman the best executive in the city?
So I think a very good case can be made right now. And this show, and me in particular,
mm-hmm.
we certainly question whether or not it makes sense, some of their decision-making, right, to keep this team and what it needs to get to. But the fact that we're even having those questions every day is because he's built a team good enough to warrant these questions about whether to go all in or not. Like, he's built a team that we have expectations of the NBA Finals and Eastern Conference Finals. Like, that shows, and we've done this, you know, over time, that shows that he's built a real winner. There's a real culture there.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he got another extension, remember with Dan Gilbert, you know, we had talked about, is anybody going to get extensions? Is anybody going to renew? And we found the guy. It's Coby Altman. You know, so I think he deserves a ton of credit. And in this city right now, I think you have to say Coby Altman is at the top of the pecking order when it comes to running an organization.
So leave the business side out of it to all three teams, and we're not talking about that. So executives are executives. We're talking about the guys who acquire the talent, who put the talent out there on the floor of the field and try to win. Obviously, it's a two-horse race between the Guardians front office and Coby Altman and his group, but it really comes down to Antonetti or Coby Altman in this case. Antonetti, you know, as rough as things were last week, there was a lot of, hey, this is on Paul Dolan more than it is on Chris Antonetti. And yeah, I know who was in the finals of the Home Run Derby yesterday, and I know that we had traded him. I understand all that. But at the time, things look a little bit different. That's a miss. I think that, you know, with Lauri Markkanen for a year, I think a lot of people are looking at that as a miss by Coby Altman. There's been a couple here and there. I mean, you just had to trade away Isaac Okoro, who was a top six pick for your basketball team. There's been mistakes by either side, but I think it's a two-horse race with what they do. I wonder if I can make an argument for the Guardians and for Antonetti because he is handcuffed by the amount of money that his owner won't spend. Because if we're talking about 10 years in longevity here, I think I got to still take Chris Antonetti over Coby Altman, do I not? Now, I would want to say, see, this is what makes it difficult, though. Like, here I'm having the argument with myself all of a sudden here. Are you saying Kobe's the best in the city?
Yeah, I think
okay.
I think it is. Because I think he is, and I think it's pretty clear.
I think it's tougher than that.
By how we talk about the Cavs is all the evidence I need to know.
I don't think it's that clear, but I also, I look at both teams. I look at both sides. Antonetti, what I just said, mm-hmm. but also with Altman. Like, if Paul Dolan owned the Cleveland Cavaliers, David Griffin might still be in charge.
Yeah.
Like, they don't move on from guys. Dan Gilbert got rid of guys very quickly. It was almost like you were there for a term like you were doing a presidency of some union.
He found them to be very interchangeable, I think.
You were going to be there for a few years, and then you were going to be let go. And Kobe Altman changed that. I mean, he's been there since 2012 altogether when he started in as, in personnel, and now he's the team president in charge of basketball operations. That's a hell of a run by him, and it looks like he will be there until 2029, 2030, at least where that extension is. So if he continues to do a good job, he'll have probably an extension even further. He's had a really good run. I think because of the constraints that the Guardians have had, and it's a bad year to say this. It's a bad time in the year to say this. Now, they did just get their act together a little bit. It's a bad time of the year to say this. I still think I got to take the Cleveland Guardians, and I got to take Chris Antonetti. If Kobe Altman had any bit of the constraints, even in a cap sport, if Kobe Altman had any bit of the constraints, I don't know. It's unfair to him because he hasn't got a chance to prove it. But do I think that he's going to be able to do what Antonetti's done with us? Because while people are mad at the Guardians and they're disenchanted by what this team was supposed to do this year, the only reason you're mad at the Guardians and they're not an afterthought and they're not a team that you don't even talk about like they do in Pittsburgh is because of what Chris Antonetti's been able to do. Like the Cavs, you can have Dan Gilbert and you can have somebody else there and the Cavs would still be talked about. The Cavs would still be a star-driven team that would make a move, that would do some wild things, good, bad, ugly, whatever it is. And we would have talking points with the Cavs. When it comes to baseball, you either have a good team that has a chance or you don't care about it. And they've been good enough for us to care about them. They've been good enough for us to be mad at them. And I think that that really needs to be respected in the grand scheme of things. I can be as mad as I want to about Paul Dolan, but I've seen what Chris Antonetti has done. There's definitely been some misses in there, no doubt. But when I go to his longevity and when I go with what his constraints are, I actually think I have to take Paul Dolan over Kobe Altman.